is 8 in Port Hardy this hour, and in Tofino as well. Powell River 7, Campbell River, Comox, and Nanaimo are 9, and in Port Alberni it's still 5 degrees. Here in Victoria, 7 at the airport, 6 at UVic, and 8 at the harbour. On the BC ferries, the 9 o'clock sailing from Swartz Bay to Tsawwassen is 40% full, and in Nanaimo, the 7:45 from Duke Point is 40% full as well.
I'm countertenor Daniel Taylor, and you're listening to On the Island on CBC.
Big trees, big coal, big issues. The riding of Alberni Pacific Rim has an economy in transition with hopes that forestry and mining could bring future prosperity. But issues with poverty and access to education still remain. And here to take a look at what's going on in the riding of Alberni Pacific Rim, I'm joined by the NDP incumbent candidate Scott Fraser. And we're hoping to speak to Liberal candidate Darren DeLuca, but have been unable to get a hold of him so far this morning. So with any luck, Darren DeLuca will join us in this conversation in a moment. In the meantime, Scott Fraser, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gregor. It's good to be on the island again.
Good to talk to you. Now, the mayor of Port Alberni has been on a trip promoting the city as a hub for shipping, and there's the possibility that coal could be shipped out of the city as well. What are you hearing on this from people in your riding? What role should the provincial government play in this?
Well, there are two separate issues, Gregor. The shipping port plan is a good one. There's a deep water port in Port Alberni, and there's work afoot in conjunction with the Huayot First Nation to potentially build a hub that could take the load off of the container traffic that's causing problems. There's too much of it in Delta Port and other areas. So there's sort of a natural fit here. We're further out. We're closer. It's a closer run across the ocean. There's lots of pluses there. The coal port idea is a different one. That's dealing with the controversial Raven coal mine that is being proposed near Union Bay on the east side of the island. And the plan there that's been laid out by Compliance, the company involved for the Raven project, is to do a coal mine just above the shellfish region on the east side of the island, Bain Sound, and then ship that coal Highway 19, Highway 4, through Port Alberni, down past the hospital, and then to the port right in town. That way they build a facility there. That's the idea. So that's the controversial one.
And what's your stand on that? Should the province be intervening in any way on this?
Well, I've raised this in the legislature many times, and the last day of the legislature that we sat, we only sat for 19 days in the last year, but the last day of it in just a couple of weeks ago, I stood up on behalf of all the communities of the island. All of them have resolutions in. None of them believe the Liberals are bringing in an adequate environmental assessment process. All of them have said it's flawed and weak and not taking into account, not doing independent studies on things like aquifer water, aquifer systems, benthic studies on the marine impacts on the shellfish industry and hundreds of jobs there. Nothing to deal with quality of life, having 62-ton B trains traveling every 15 minutes to and from the east side of the island to Port Alberni through the town, 24/7 for the next 16 years. There's lots of concerns. There's the concerns you hear on the doorstep, Gregor, and there are resolutions from all governments in the region telling governments they do not believe they are providing any adequate checks and balances through this process. So those are the issues that I've been raising, because that's what you do as an MLA. Those are the
yes.
issues that are concerned. Right?
So let's check in with Darren DeLuca. He's the Liberal candidate in the Alberni Pacific Rim. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gregor.
And what are you hearing from people in the riding on both the possibility of expanding the port in Port Alberni for various other shipping containers and so on, and also the possibility of shipping coal out of Port Alberni?
So the Transshipping Center, that's something that, I've been a director of the Port Authority, something we've been working on for about a year. It's a concept, I guess, at this point. It's something where there may need to do some more feasibility studies. The land base looks good. It's really about examining the economics right now. So we're doing that work. I think there is some big advantages for the lower mainland, but it's really not an either or on Delta Port. I think when you look at the growth in the Asia Pacific region, we're going to need both in the long run. So we're pretty excited about that. The province, working closely with Pat Bell and Minister Polak and others, we managed to establish MAP reserves down there that were recently announced. 750 hectares MAP reserve for port expansion, and that leans into an LNG opportunity too. We've had questions on LNG and people asking about that. We're very well positioned to participate in the LNG. There's already a gas line to Vancouver Island. The right-of-way is in place. It would be a very short length of time to get that one online. So the province has also set aside $60,000 to work with the port pre-feasibility on an LNG facility. The Transshipping Center, you know, if you look at Delta Port, it's 1,000-plus jobs in that port. So that kind of economic development in the region would be exceptional. LNG, everybody knows what those are about. They're $4, $5, $6, $7 billion projects and huge, really, for the whole Central Island. It would benefit, you know, up into Cowichan and Duncan and all them regions as well.
What about coal exports, Darren? Are you in favor of Port Alberni having them?
Yeah, Scott, if you'd let me go here.
No, it's Gregor here, Darren.
I'm sorry, Gregor.
Yeah, no worries. Just in the interest of time, I want to hear you, if you wouldn't mind, commenting on coal exports.
And you know, my position on any of these big projects is that the environmental assessment is approved, and I'll support the project. And I don't agree with Scott that the everybody's opposed to it. Everybody that Scott talks to is opposed to it, but he has a very small circle of influence around him. And they're all opposed to everything. And they're opposed to putting parking lots in Cathedral Grove. They're opposed to forestry in the region. They're opposed to mining. You know, everything that we want to do here, we're a resource community, and we need access to resources. So instead of finding 22 reasons, like Scott did, to put in front of the environmental assessment of why Raven Coal shouldn't go, I'm taking the opposite approach. I'm looking at ways to address the transportation issues. Highway 4. So we, you know, we're looking at a project that the Port Authority was leading on that I was co-chairing to build a new highway to Port Alberni and address some of them trucking problems. We're looking at a ring road to build an industrial road that would go around Port Alberni, get the trucks off Redford Street, get the trucks off the residential roads. So really, solutions is what we're looking for.
All right.
We need those jobs.
Darren, just because of time, I'm going to cut you short there, with respect. But that's you made your point clearly there. You believe that there are ways of doing it. You just need to make some adaptations. And Scott Fraser, quick point back from you on this point. Does Darren DeLuca have a point there for the Liberals that these things can be done responsibly? You just need to look at other ways of doing them, you know, adapting the highway and so on.
Well, there's a lot of issues, and I'm not saying you can't do it. I haven't said no. I mean, Darren said a lot of things there. I don't know where to start, but I'm reflecting. I've been to 5, 6 major public meetings. The Capitol Theater in Port Alberni was filled up in 5 days' notice, standing room only. The public concern's there. It's not mythical. I don't think I saw Darren at any of those public meetings. This is throughout the region. There are resolutions from every major government in the area. Regional.
Well, it's not one from Port Alberni.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, at the Association of Vancouver Island Coastal Communities Convention just two weeks ago in Souk, it was a consensus. Alberni, the regional district, Alberni, Clackwood, everybody, every director put up their hand in favor. It was a unanimous one of the resolution from Cumberland dealing with the poor environmental assessment and telling the government that they had to do the work. They had to do the independent studies on aquifers so that they didn't lose the groundwater. So there are a lot of issues, really, Gregor, that Darren just breezed over. It's not impossible, and I've worked with, I don't know, 3 or 4 different ministers of transportation over the last 8 years in the legislature, looking at alternatives for Highway 4, not for moving coal, but just for safety issues, economic development, and that's in the works. That's part of the job as MLA also.
All right. Well, Darren DeLuca, a quick final word to you. What do you think the province's role should be in this? Because we get a sense of what the regional district does. What do you see quickly as the province's role in determining all this in the end?
Well, I think the province's role is to facilitate these jobs and to provide a platform where businesses can flourish And, you know, and that's both through a regulatory environment and also a tax environment. And, you know, I think that's what the BC Liberals have done, and that's why I've decided to throw my name in the ring to work with them.
All right.
And, you know, I think there's lots of great opportunities, and I think Port Alberni's got a bright future ahead of it.
Well, listen, I appreciate you both joining us. I'm sorry we're short for time, but it's good to hear from you briefly nonetheless. Darren DeLuca, Scott Fraser, thanks to both of you right now.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Darren DeLuca is the Liberal candidate. Scott Fraser, the incumbent NDP candidate in Alberni, Pacific Rim. Enid Mary Sangster-Kelly is the BC Conservative candidate, and we look forward to hearing from her on a future show. You can hear all of our interviews with candidates at cbc.ca/ontheisland. It's